Welcome to Unbreakable Latina. Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on. I cannot believe that it is the end of the month. Where does time go? It just seems like it flies. But at the same time, this month felt like it was a whole year. It was long. It was exhausting. I was sick for 80% of it. And now I'm feeling like myself. I'm feeling energetic. I've done a lot this week. And I also feel very tired. But I've been drinking the Energy and Focus Salud, Te Salud. My sister swears by this product and I was not a believer, but now that I've tried it, I usually don't like trying like anything related to energy or caffeinated drinks. I'm not big on that because they always make me have this like jittery feeling, but this one doesn't. So I think I found my new product and I'm definitely gonna try to partner up with them. So maybe they could give me a discount code for you guys. So if you follow Te Salud and you're a fan, tag me on there and tell them that they need to make me an ambassador, please. Because I only support products that I believe in, and I believe in Te Salud. So this week was definitely a very long week. I feel like everything from the holidays is catching up work-wise. And I'm also trying to work on partnerships for the podcast. And the merch is in the works. I approved the artwork for the beanies. I am so excited to see you guys wear them and rep Unbreakable Latina wherever you're from. It makes me so happy to see you guys with the merch. I know that I've been talking about it for a while, but I'm finally feeling like myself and getting things in the works. I always get asked all the time, when are you getting more merch? And when are you going to do an event? And when are you going to do this? And sometimes I feel like I'm drowning because I want to do so much, yet like I'm a one-person show. Plus, I got a full-time job. And I'm not complaining, but a veces it feels very overwhelming. And I get so overwhelmed that I don't want to do anything. But I'm like, no, we're gonna focus on doing small tasks every day. So that way, que no me sienta on the weekends, like I have to do everything. And then it feels like I can't do nothing because I'm so overwhelmed. And then sometimes it sucks because on the weekends is when everything's closed. Like, for example, the beanies. I've been emailing back and forth with the shop that I'm doing the beanies at, and sometimes I can't respond because I'm at my real job, and then I'm like halfway responding and then I forget. So if you've messaged me on Instagram, if you've emailed me, I am so sorry. Sometimes I lose track of who I respond to and then I feel like a jerk, and sometimes I'm like, oh my god, like this person messaged me and I can't find the message. But I'm trying, y'all, and I wanted to talk about one thing that I put on my vision board that I don't know if I talked about on the last episode, I can't remember, but I put out that I wanted to go outside more, like more social events and just things of that nature, have connections with people. I talked about it on TikTok. If you follow me on TikTok, thank you for following. And if you don't, go follow me. But sometimes I go on rants on TikTok. And I think that's where I really connect with people, when I'm ranting. So I want to start doing more rants because I rant a lot. That's why I started a podcast, because I was tired of talking to myself. Now, I do talk to myself, but now you listen to me. So I put up that I wanted to get outside and I wanted to make connections with people. So I've been saying yes to everything. And it's kept me really busy. It kept me really busy, but I also feel like I'm thriving. I'm in my element. I feel a will to live. That sounds dark. That is way too dark, but you guys know I'm sarcastic. Not a will to live, but it's just like exciting to make connections and to meet people and just hang out with my friends. So this week I hung out with my friends on Friday, and who is she going out on a Friday? I am starting to do things on Fridays, which I usually just dislike doing things on Fridays, but I feel like I find happiness in going out on Fridays because usually I'm super drained from my 8 to 5. And this week I went out with my friend Ruben for his birthday and my friend Justina and Christina. We hung out, had some michis, cheese mammals. I came home, showered, went to bed because I knew I had a long day ahead of me on Saturday. And I had planned to hang out with Angela and with Roxy, my sister, because my girl Angela's leaving me. She actually moved and I'm sad, but I'm happy for her. And even though we don't hang out all the time, I just feel like she's far away from me. So today we shared locations, so that way I know where my little Sims are. Usually I only share locations with my sister and my mom. But she's like, can we share locations? And I'm like, yes, please. So Saturday, the studio that I go to, the Pilates Circle in Norco, was hosting their grand opening and they had free Pilates classes for non-members. And I had sent the link to Roxy and I sent it to Angela and I'm like, come join me. And I didn't think that they were going to want to go, but because it was early and also like, I don't know if they had plans on Saturday morning, but they did. And Angela and I had been wanting to do a Pilates class together, but it just never worked out with our schedules. But everything worked out. We met at the Pilates studio. I had posted on Instagram about the grand opening because I really love the studio that I'm going to. And I know you guys are probably annoyed of me posting it, but I truly, really enjoy it. And I had gone to other studios before and I never felt welcome. And this studio does make me feel welcome. I've made some friends there. And I don't know. I just love the vibes in there. Yeah, but it's called my sister talking about the vibes, but I just love it. So I really support anything that I'm truly passionate about. I'm like, okay, stamp of approval. So I posted about it and one of my listeners, una de las amiguis, had messaged me and was like, oh, you're going. I don't remember what the message said, but I'm like, yeah, I'm taking this class and I'll hang out there for a little bit for the grand opening. So she's like, okay, I'm gonna go. And I thought my girl lived nearby, but she doesn't. She lived in Orange County. And Roxy, Angela, and I were talking before the class started. We were like on the reformers. And somebody walks in and like, hi, Melina. And I'm just like, hey. And at first, I thought it was someone that like takes the class with me that I've met before, but I didn't realize it was her. So my amigas, Janina, came all the way from Orange County to Norco, which is pretty much like an hour drive or more. I don't even know how much traffic there was in the morning, but just to see me, hang out with me, and do a Pilates class. I was shook. Like, I could not believe it because I'm like, oh, you live nearby? She's like, no, I live in blah, blah, blah. And I was like, where's that at? She's like, Orange County. And I was just so shocked. And Janina, you are the sweetest. You honestly made my Saturday. And you're the inspiration behind, you're part of the inspiration on this episode. I'll talk about the topic in a little bit. But I was just so taken back because sometimes I don't realize that how much my podcast has had an impact on people. I know it's had an impact in my life, but I do it because I love it and I just want to be somebody's amigis or somebody's big sister, little sister, and just me ranting here in my room on a Sunday, you know? And I don't realize the impact that it has. And it just like, I was just so shocked. And she's like, oh my God, like, hi, Roxy. And then my mom met us there. And she said hi to my mom. And my mom was over here, like, really like, oh my God, I can't believe she drove all the way from over here. And then Angela was like, she knows me, like, I'm famous. And we all had a good time. We hung out for a little bit, took some pictures. I got a massage because they were giving free massages. We had some mini donuts. And nomás a platicando and just getting to know her and hanging out with my sister, Angela, my mom. It was such a nice Saturday morning and it just was a good start to the weekend. After we left and I had told Angela I was going to take her to breakfast. So we went to get coffee, went to get breakfast, my mom, her and I. And we were just talking about, she was just saying like, wow, like that girl was so nice and see like the impact that your podcast has had. And we're sitting outside of this place called Rodeo Cafe here in Rupa Valley and we're waiting for our table And we're talking about it. She's like, don't you remember like the moment that I told you that just do the podcast? Because I was thinking, why are you stopping yourself from doing this? And look at the growth and you've done this. And my mom's like, sí, sí, like echándome porras, right? And I'm just sitting there. And then Angela's like, I'm going to start crying. And I start crying. And then my mom starts crying. And then Janina had given me a card and I opened it and I read it. Oh my God, the waterworks, guys. Bien chillona. And I have been very emotional. I think there was a full moon or something. I know, I'm believing in all that stuff, you guys. The moon, the Mercury and reggaeton, everything, because it's true. I had very crazy days this week and crazy dreams, but I've also been overwhelmed with emotions. Not only then, I think, I don't remember when I had, Tuesday or Wednesday, I had a facial with Macrobe Rose. Well, I had a microneedling session, and we were... let me tell you, microneedling is an experience. They numb your whole face, and I'm trying to get rid of my scarring. So that's also on my goals for this year, is to really work on my skin, because I have struggled with acne, like I've talked before. And anyways, I went to get microneedling done, and it's a long procedure. Well, it felt like a long procedure, because usually facials are relaxing. This one's a little more painful, but not too bad. So she numbed me, and then we did the microneedling, and then she was telling me, like, oh my God, like, your skin looks so good. Like, remember when you started coming to me? And I was like, yeah, my skin was so bad, and we couldn't tackle the breakouts, and finally, I feel like the breakouts are getting tackled down, and now working on the scarring and just the skin texture. And jokingly, at the end of the microneedling session, I was just like, I know, it's because I cut off all the toxic people from my life and I left that toxic relationship. And I laughed and we both like kind of cracked up, but she's like, no, it's real. Like, once you like really embrace your self-love journey and, you know, just get rid of all the negativity in your life, you glow a different way. And I haven't really paid attention to that. Like, yeah, I know that I have come very far from when I started the podcast in regards to emotionally, mentally, just as a person in general. Like, there's been a lot of growth in these last couple of years. But to hear it from an outside source, you know, that doesn't see me every day, that knows about me, but not every little single detail about me, it was so nice to hear from someone else. And Rose has always been the sweetest, but she's like, I remember when you walked in here, like, you just carry yourself so different now, and like, you're glowing, and just like hyping me up, which she does occasionally. But like, I think that the universe knew I needed this, Janina and Rose and my friends and my mom and my sister, they're just hype me up. And I feel like it came at such a good time, because sometimes I second guess myself, not sometimes, a lot of times I second guess myself, and I'm like, what am I even doing with this? Like, who do I think I am? And I don't give myself enough credit. And just hearing it from Rose, I started crying after the facial, and I'm like, you're gonna make me cry. She's like, no, but really, like, I don't want to make you cry. I'm like, no, but like, they're happy tears, because I go day by day and I don't think of all the growth that has come from this whole like self-love journey. You guys miss me crying, huh? Like, I don't think about it, but when I look back at the woman that I was very fragile, and everything, like, I feel so strong now, and I feel all my emotions, and I let it out. And I think that's so important too. The journey is crazy, right? Healing is a roller coaster. I'll always say that, and you continue to heal every day. But when other people notice it, and then you look back and you think about how you used to feel, and I remember just being so affected by my breakup, my like romantic breakup, my friendship breakups. Had so many like family issues, and looking back and thinking of everything that has happened, and there's some things that I haven't shared on the podcast that happened in my life, like family wise and just reflecting on how stupid those fights were, and we got over them, we said what we needed to say. And sometimes the tienes que desahogar and tell people how you feel. And they don't have to forgive you. They don't have to accept the, you know, like sometimes there's no need for an apology. You just have to express yourself. Like, this is how I feel and you hurt my feelings. And that's that. Either we move past it or we're going to keep like going back to it. Either we learn from this and we were better. And just reflecting back, like, it's been so crazy. These, not only like going through breakups and dating and just like family problems and just the journey within myself and becoming more selfish and just putting myself first has been the best decision I ever made. And it has made my life so much better in so many ways. So if you're going through this whole journey, like, I don't even know where this conversation is going, but I'm just saying, like, growth is crazy, healing is scary, but staying the same is scarier. And I am feeling like it's finally paying off. All those nights that I cried, all those nights that I felt like I didn't know where my life was going, I still, like, although I have so many goals, I don't know where life's gonna take me. As you get older, you realize, like, the type of life you want to live and the type of people you want to surround yourself, and everything just aligns. And I feel like I'm at that year where everything's aligning and I am sure of who I am. I am sure of what I want. And that's been like the topic of conversation this week. So Chantel had texted me earlier. She's also the inspiration for this episode and was like, hey, your 100th episode is coming up. And I'm like, oh my God, I thought of it when I uploaded last week's episode, but I didn't really think of it. I don't know if that makes sense, but like I saw it, I was like, oh shoot, like I'm about to get to 100. But I didn't really think further than that. I just said like, okay, I uploaded the episode for this week and now we'll upload the next couple episodes and then we'll get to 100. And she's like, you need to stop and celebrate yourself. Don't forget to celebrate yourself. And it just stuck with me. And then the conversation with Rose and the conversation... can't talk. And the conversation with Janina and my mom, my sister, Angela. And that is one thing that I have struggled with my whole life is celebrating myself. I am the girl that celebrates everybody else all the time. And it's been so hard for me to learn how to celebrate myself. So the topic of this week is celebrating yourself because we need to start doing that. So when's the last time that you celebrated yourself? And I'm not talking about like, oh, if we stepped Chick-fil-A or you went to In-N-Out. Like, truly acknowledge everything that you've accomplished, all the goals that you've set and you've done, all on your own or with the help of your family or your friends. Like, when is the last time you really, like, hyped yourself up? You hype your friends up. Your friend uploads a picture like, damn, girl, you're looking good. Like, slay queen. And you all are always, like... You would never let your friend say like, oh, I look hideous or I look this. No, but I always find myself saying like, oh my God, I look fat. Oh my God, like, oh, look at the angle or look at my this. And I'm always criticizing myself. And I know that I tell you guys not to do it, but I'll be honest. I do it all the time. And lately I've been on that. That's a topic for another session of this episode. But anyways, I always find ways to say, you haven't done enough. Like, yeah, that's cool. That's cute. You almost got to 100 episodes, but have you done your live event? No. But have you had the merch that you said you were going to talk about? No. And it's never enough. So this year, I'm going to make it a priority to celebrate everything I do because I deserve to be celebrated. And sometimes I think I've talked about it where people celebrate like, oh, like, you know, you got married, you got engaged, you got this. But a lot of us are not getting married or engaged at the timelines that society set for us. A lot of us are accomplishing other things. There's a TikTok that I saw that there's more women owning homes on their own than couples and then single men. And that's crazy to think about. And if, okay, let's say you see somebody in our culture too. I feel like when you celebrate yourself, ay, es bien creída. She's so conceited that she is always talking about how she bought a home on her own. Like, she's not even married. And I've heard people like that, like, oh, mira, si compró casa sola, pero ni se ha casado. ¿Cómo? ¿Quién la va a querer así? And that is so insane to me how being independent and being like a successful person or just accomplishing like getting your degree and getting this, or if your mom is proud of the fact or your dad or anybody's proud of you for like accomplishing a degree and they post it, ay, bien creído porque ya tiene su bachelor's degree. And we need to normalize celebrating things because when you know, when you accomplish stuff, you don't want to be like that show off. You don't want to come off like that. But think about how hard it was to like get a bachelor's degree. For me, you guys already know. If you haven't listened to my episode, my not so college experience, I talk about how I didn't have a college experience, so like I kind of went through the motions and I was just trying to survive, get that degree, get that paper. And on the day that I walked through the stage, I was just like, that's when I was overcome with emotions, because it felt like everything flashed before my eyes. Like all the little, like, you know, me crying going to school, or like I couldn't afford my books, or me going to work at Denny's, being miserable, working at LA Fitness, being miserable, waking up at 5 in the morning, being at a lab till 9 p.m. All those struggles that I had with money, not having a car, it just was like, whoa, like all of that for this little paper. But I was just like, okay, it's just what we do. But I never really said like, wow, I'm so proud of myself. So this is me giving myself my flowers and I'm saying that I am very proud of me getting a bachelor's degree and doing it on my own, obviously with the support of my parents. Like I had a roof over my head, but everything else I kind of did on my own, and my brother helped a lot. My brother helped me so much. My mom helped me so much. And although things were rocky at the time with my dad, like he helped because there he was helping some sort of way financially. Not fully as much as I would have loved, but you know, that's just the cards that I was dealt with in my life. And I'm also proud of myself for leaving a relationship where I wasn't appreciated. And reflecting back, for a while, I talked a lot about my toxic relationship, but I got to the point where I was like, that relationship doesn't define me. And I just was tired of talking about it. But I feel like a lot of people relate to me because of that. And that even though I don't want it to like define me, it truly was a pivot. It was a pivot in my life where it was a wake-up call, and it was when I turned 30. So it was a big event in my life that changed the trajectory of my life. And although like it's not what my identity is, it's not the girl that grew from the toxic relationship, it's just like that was the start of my growth. And I am thankful and I'm proud of myself for walking away from a place where I wasn't strong enough to leave for a long time, but I finally did. I had to pick myself up little freaking pieces. Like I was in shambles. I forgot who I was telling a story to about how I felt during the, I was talking to my sister. We were reflecting back on when I was going through my breakup, but not about the breakup, but I was talking about how we had a family trip. We had a family trip planned and literally like had went through the breakup the weekend before, and the weekend after that, we were going on a family trip and my ex was supposed to go and he didn't. And everybody was just like walking on eggshells, not wanting to ask me like where he was at. And everybody was just like, don't talk about it, you know? And my sister's like, you looked fine on the trip. I'm like, if you guys only knew that I was crying, like 98% of that trip, just nobody saw me because I was wearing sunglasses and we were like sweating because we were hiking. And we had like a lot of stuff going on, a lot of activities that we did. But 98% of that trip, I was crying. And she's like, I would have never been able to tell. And just like, I had to leave everything I knew, you know, like I had a home with this person. Well, it wasn't my home, but I lived there. I had created what I thought was a home. I left so many belongings of mine that till this day, I'm like, oh, that was my favorite coat. Or I left my freaking diploma there. I left so many things because I was just like, I'm done with this place. And I lost a lot of friendships, and I lost a lot of people that I knew, and I had to build myself up from nothing. And it was just like such a crazy time in my life. Like, looking back now, I'm like, damn, you a bad bitch. Because, like, that could have broke me. I could have just stayed, like, I could have stayed in that relationship. I could have probably been married or divorced by now, but I didn't. I was just like, screw this. I'm worth more. And I finally was able to see my worth little by little. It took a while. But I remember just laying on my couch and crying every day for like a month and a half. And then after that, I was like, fuck this shit. My mom was like, you need to do something. And she really pushed me to date. And I'm glad that she did, because I think if I wouldn't have started dating, I would have probably been really depressed for the following months. And a lot of people were very shocked that I started dating right away. And they talked shit. They talked a lot of shit. But you know what? That was the best thing ever. And I'm not saying that's the same thing for everybody, but dating made me realize, I'm like, wow, these guys only know me for a couple of days, and they're treating me way nicer than this person I've been with for so long. So I'm proud of myself for walking away and just rebuilding myself. I'm proud of myself for finally speaking up. There's been a lot of times with family problems that I stayed quiet because I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings, and I become very truthful. If you know me, you know that I say how it is. And although sometimes I do sugarcoat stuff, because I still, although I'm a hard ass, soy bien emocional, and I always think about other people's feelings, but there came a point in my life where I'm like, fuck your feelings. My feelings matter too. And I have learned to really be a better person, communicate better, and not expect people to treat me the way I treat them, and also to voice my opinions and tell them, like, hey, maybe what I said hurt your feelings, but what you said hurt my feelings. And just pointing out, and before I used to just get mad and cry about it, now I voice my opinion at work at my 8 to 5. I'm very opinionated, and I used to be the type of person that would be quiet and just be like, oh, whatever. And now I'm just like, no. Like, this is wrong, blah, blah, blah. And I'm gonna do this because this, and or I did this because of that. And I've learned how to use my voice. So I am proud of learning, I'm proud of myself for learning how to use my voice, for just being a better person for myself. And I think that a lot of us, the way we grew up sometimes is like, oh, you give and you give and you give to your family because that's what we do. That's what family does. But sometimes there's some people and there's some family members that give so much and nobody cares about their feelings. And I feel like a lot of times I was like that, where I would give and give to everybody and nobody cared about my feelings. So I am proud of myself for finally putting myself first, and I'm gonna celebrate my wins. And if people think I'm showing off, then so be it. But I'm not gonna let more years go by without celebrating what I have accomplished. So if you struggle with celebrating your wins or just celebrating you, raise your hand. I'm raising my hand right now. But let's start celebrating. I mean, I feel like I said before, everybody celebrates when you get engaged, when you do this. But celebrate yourself when you leave a toxic situation, whether it's a relationship or it's a work environment. Celebrate yourself for saving that freaking $100 that you wanted to save every week. Celebrate yourself for accomplishing your goals on your Apple Watch. Literally anything that you do, celebrate yourself. Because think about it this way. Put yourself, like, if your friend told you, like, oh my God, I did this, like, girl, I'm proud of you. Be your own cheerleader. Just like you cheer everybody else on, don't forget to cheer yourself on, because literally, I am my worst critic, and I don't, like, right now, okay, I could easily be on Netflix watching Grisella, finishing watching it, but I took a break to record this podcast. And I want to celebrate me continuing to do this hobby that I picked up one day. And I continue to do it. And I am so excited every time I post an episode for you guys. And I love it when you guys tag me. And I love it when you share it or when you message me saying, hey, I really needed this today. Like, that should be a celebration in itself that I haven't quit. that I keep going and that I always fear that I'm gonna run out of stuff to say, but you know me, me gusta hablar. So I'm celebrating the fact that I finally did the podcast and I'm accomplishing every week, not every week, porque a veces me tomo un break, but I'm accomplishing putting a podcast out there and just connecting with others. Like, that's a huge thing to celebrate because it takes a lot to do these podcasts and a lot of hard work. And sometimes I think, am I ever going to quit doing this? But then I'm like, hell no, I'm not going to quit. Like, I want this to be my full-time job. So let's celebrate every day, any little thing we do. Celebrate the fact that you didn't lose your shit at work today. Because I celebrate that shit every day. I'm just kidding. But seriously, always celebrate you. In 2024, we're celebrating ourselves. We're giving ourselves credit where credit is due. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Like, I enjoyed recording for you guys and you get some inspiration on how to celebrate you. Make a list of all your accomplishments. Treat yourself to something nice. It doesn't have to be expensive. Just something that makes you feel good. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Like, I enjoyed recording for you guys. And please go on Apple Podcasts and leave me a review if you listen on Apple, because I know a lot of you guys listen there, but also on Spotify. You could give me some stars. I would really appreciate it because it's about to be the 100th episode. We want to get on the charts again. Please and thank you. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow me on Unbreakable Latina on TikTok and on Instagram. And stay tuned for merch updates. I hope you guys have an amazing week. Bye.